This presentation is by Midwest Echo Ministries. Trading with the souls of men. The chewing and stewing centers of the societies of the nations all over the world are hot and busy. Hot with a certain group managing the affairs of other people's business. Close associates that have signed into the New World Order and the deep state now busy collecting and processing information of their close ones that have refused to join in. Associates, relations, and friends are now the eyes and ears of the dark underground world that is expanding and increasing at a very fast rate. Matthew 10 verse 21, brother will betray brother to death, and the father his child, and children will rise up and rebel against their parents and cause them to be put to death. Many are joining in so that they will not be the victims. There is a great virtual divide in the societies of the world. The dark ones versus the not suspicious majority that are gradually being dispossessed, while they enjoy their pleasures. Collecting and making entries into the large database of the parallel system and government that now exist in the nations of the world. It is the shop. Big shop trading on the lives and resources of their very close ones. The market of the new type of slaves. The new slaves remain oblivious, unaware, blinded by their toys and pleasures. The trade on the souls of men. Modern Babylon is the origin and powerhouse of the New World Order. It will be the place where the order will be given that all men should receive the mark of the beast. Revelation 13 verse 16, also he compels all, the small and the great, and the rich and the poor, and the free men and the slaves, to be given a mark on their right hand or on their forehead signifying allegiance to the beast. The privileges given to the security apparatus of the societies have been abused, taken over by the underworld. If you complain and seek justice, you will run into the hands of those that are afflicting you as judges. All avenues of escape and corrections have been assigned to the underworld operatives. It only requires one of them to enter into an enterprise, he will bring in all the others and will recruit more within. They cause the internal decay of the heart of societies. They were working while everyone else slept. Matthew 13 verse 38, and the weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. A silent, slow, and effective takeover, overthrowing legal systems. All the legal systems of democracy, socialism, communism, and all related types of ideological governance have been slowly taken over from within, giving rise to a new world order, the last world government. The new system, New World Order, came out of modern Babylon. A dry-cut system without God. Revelation 17 verse 5, and on her forehead a name was written, a mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes, false religions, heresies, and of the abominations of the earth. Babylon is a great modern city, that exists now, that represents a nation of sin. It is mysterious because it looks like the old Babylon but it is a new one, it looks good but evil. The squad of men and women, the foot soldiers of Satan, live within the people and society. They have allegiance to the underground and work relentlessly to set up people for fall to assume their positions in all businesses. They are without scruples and have no moral reservations. They operate like demons. The formulation of the New World Order started from Babylon. Read the characteristics of the Babylon that trades with the souls of men in the book of Revelations, chapter 17, then you will know what modern Babylon is. To trade with the souls of men is to sell and buy the spiritual destinies of the souls of men, using permissive and corrupt ways. It is the yearnings and desires of men bargaining for benefits that entraps them. A place where the men are physically and spiritually made slaves, men in bonds. It presents a false appearance with underlying destructive powers. Pray this dedication prayer. The Father of my Lord Jesus Christ, I worship you for all that you have done for us. You gave Jesus Christ, your Son, to die for my sins. Forgive me my known and unknown sins, my omissions and shortcomings. Wash me with the blood of Jesus and make me clean in your presence. As you wash me, fill me with your Holy Spirit to identify more with your desires. Deliver me from evil. Prepare me to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. Give me the opportunity and strength to tell people about Jesus Christ. Keep me in your love and grace. Amen.